This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
The Paris Agreement would have cost America millions of lost jobs and billions of lost dollars, and put us at a permanent economic disadvantage. It's a catastrophe if we would have agreed. And they all say it's non-binding. Like hell it's non-binding. When we get sued by everybody because we thought it was non-binding, then you can tell me it was non-binding. I was elected to serve the citizens of Iowa and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Florida and all 50 states and all 320 million American citizens.
Well, there it is, President Trump defending his decision to pull out of the climate deal. And, you know, and what, you know, some environmentalists, Scott, need to keep in mind here, it's not like the United States isn't going to stop doing certain things. We have done these things along the way. You know, you've heard me say before, you know, when I was younger, we had a traveling baseball team through American Legion, and we played throughout Southern California. And, gosh, I remember coming into Los Angeles, and we brought in oxygen tanks. You know, the air was so bad that we would get that smog cough, we would call it. And it was hard. It was hard on the lungs. It was terrible. It was difficult to play. You know, we suffered through it. But now you come to Southern California and you can actually breathe. So, you know, I think that there are some things that environmentalists and our sensitivity to stewarding our climate and that have been very positive, and people have cooperated, and we've come a long way. But we also need to look at, you know, some responsible decisions to where we're doing things, you know, as Trump says, that we're not locking ourselves into something and putting us at a distinct disadvantage compared to everybody else. Now, it would seem that President Obama did not have a problem with this, and it doesn't surprise me because of President Obama's worldview, and little is talked about that, you know, being raised, you know, for 20-some years, I say raised, influenced by Jeremiah Wright, who insists that America doesn't deserve, you know, this is GD America, because, you know, the chickens have come to roost on all our sins. You know, I don't know that anybody has claimed in this country to be perfect, that we've done all things right. Hey, look, we're human beings and we make mistakes. But it's okay to celebrate, you know, the good things that we do. And there are lots of good things that we do. And if you think not, then you need to join us on Tuesdays when we feature Samantha Mills Mao, who does those viral video reports for us. You know, she scours and reports on these, you know, these things that, you know, just everyday citizens of America. Just reaching out, helping, being there with a word, an action, you know, toward a fellow human being. And it's absolutely heartwarming. But we don't, you know, we don't hear about that every day. You know, we hear about all the bad stuff and certainly, you know, the contention that's going on in our politics. I mean, to the point that we could get a radical, a guy who's been self-radicalized, I would say. And I'm not sure it's just, you know, you can just say self-radicalized. I mean, obviously it's his environment, the things that you take in. This is why, you know, Zig Ziglar, and I love Zig for it, is his perspective and his words of admonition and encouragement, that you have to be mindful of the things you think about, that your thoughts turn into words, your words turn into actions, your actions, you know, turn into to habits, that next step they go into a character, and next thing you know it, you got a destiny. And for this this man out of Chicago that shot Scalise and could have, you know, perpetrated a most incredible bloodbath. And could you imagine if he'd have had his way, and it's only by the grace of God that he didn't, that if he got into the interior of that ball field and wiped out what was 15, you know, congressmen and legislators that were there, if he'd have killed them, you imagine what kind of crisis our country could have been in? We can thank God that that didn't happen. And we can thank God for Steve Scalise and his speedier recovery as he continues to improve.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Also, drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, good, bad, indifferent. You know, chime in. Hey, let me know. You know, what do you think about if you were going to draft a single payer, only because it's the mindset of the people, okay? Not everybody, but a number, and because of what we've been set up with Obamacare. You know, if you were to design a single-payer health care, what would it look like from a conservative viewpoint? Think about it, okay? We're just thinking outside the box. I mean, that's what we love about this country is we can talk freely about it. This isn't North Korea, okay? All right, so with us right now, speaking of which, Greg Roman joins us. Greg, you know, his background, he's the director of the Middle East Forum. He's consulted on American Middle East policy with D.C. lawmakers for the past 5 years and previously served as the political advisor to the Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel and worked for the Israeli Ministry of Defense. Greg Roman, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, I want to talk Jared Kushner. You know, I think of, you know, what he has done, his family, along with Trump and the Trump family, you know, in service to we the people. And, of course, on this ongoing witch hunt that now has him in the crosshairs as well. But to his credit, he's out about the people's business and tackling a horrendous challenge. I mean, that many presidents and diplomats over the years have tried to, you know, resolve. And this is this Israeli-Palestinian, you know, conflict. Are we looking at a potential breakthrough here, Greg?
I think that the gargantuan task that Kushner and Greenblatt have been given by President Trump is not one that they will be unable to solve, but it will rely not on Israeli cooperation, which is already iridescent. Netanyahu and Kushner go back 20 years when Kushner was a teenager, and Netanyahu actually kicked Jared out of his bedroom so that he could stay there overnight during his first term as prime minister. The Kushner family and the Netanyahus have a decades-long history.
Right.
And even the Israeli lawmakers that have both from the left and right end of the spectrum have expressed their willingness to negotiate and to try to get, as President Trump calls, the ultimate deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already showing signs of Palestinian intransigence coming into these meetings, with Palestinian officials already going off record or in background and saying that they're complaining about White House position. They don't like the favoritism that Kushner is offering to Netanyahu. But the thing with this is that it's not so much that President Trump is giving both the Israelis and the Palestinians a fair shake versus what President Clinton and President Bush and President Obama did, which was to criticize Israelis and to alleviate American concern on the Palestinians. We see that Trump is actually, for the first time, an American president holding the Palestinians accountable for their
actions.
And they don't like that.
Yeah. Well, to the point that I hear anyway, whether or not there's, in fact, action on this, You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the $300 million that they hand out to reward terrorist families, surviving members, the namings of streets and all this sort of thing to glorify people who have killed Israelis. And supposedly, they've made the announcement that they would cut that back. Now, typical of the Palestinians, they say one thing, you know, to the American audience and yet something else to their own. What do you know about that, Greg?
It's a numbers game. The Palestinian Authority, which is the Israeli and American recognized body that manages Palestinian affairs in certain parts of the West Bank and Judea and Samaria and in Gaza, is one entity. And what they've done is they've moved the payments to those terrorists in Israeli prisons from the Palestinian Authority within the area to the Palestine Liberation Organization, which is a non-government organization that represents Palestinian concerns abroad. So they moved it from one bucket of money to another, but the payments are still being made.
Right. Well, I knew there had to be more to it, so I appreciate you clearing that up. Now, the other problem you have, and this to me is untenable, although I appreciate what Donald Trump said, and that is, look at when he said this to the prime minister, he said, "I want what you guys want, and you guys have the answer," basically, and he's exactly right. But the problem is it starts out in an untenable proposition when you have going back to Arafat, who said you cannot negotiate with an Israeli. The doctrine of the PLO is that anybody that, you know, gives anything to Israelis is an infidel and deserving of death. So how do you get beyond that?
So you're talking about 96 years of Palestinian rejectionism, where
yes,
losing is actually, in their minds, winning. Their national holidays are based around the alleged tragedy, which is the existence of the State of Israel, what they teach in school to their kindergarteners, their children's television shows, and their education of teenagers, which encourages them to become martyrs before becoming successful members of society. Now, I think that the only way to end that rejectionism, almost a century of saying no to negotiations, no to recognition, no to relations with Israel, will be the aftermath if these negotiations fail, with Israel doing what it has to do to make the Palestinians face the bitter crucible of defeat in having their side actually lose. Wars end not when one side wins, but when one side loses. And until the Palestinians recognize that the jig is up, they're going to keep on doing this.
Does the international community have the intestinal fortitude to deal with something like this?
I think that there's a unique opportunity with President Trump to attempt a negotiation process to give it his full faith and effort. But his plan must be, should those negotiations fail, and I would be reticent, and I don't want to be too prophetic here, but they'll probably fail because of the Palestinians.
Right.
I doubt that they would fail because of the Israelis.
Well, what's your point? Your point, you've got generational issues that have been ingrained. This has been, you know, what we've talked about time and again. How do you negotiate with somebody that says, "I don't want you to be around"? So then what you're doing is negotiating your demise, as far as they're concerned, right?
Always, here's half of the state for the Jews and a state and a half for the Palestinian Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinian position is starting off saying that they want the areas that they would like to call a state of Palestine to be Judenrein, to be free of Jews,
mm-hmm.
even when there's already a million Palestinian citizens of the state of Israel.
Right.
So the general proposition and the final analysis, if you look at where we're at with negotiations now, Greenblatt and Kushner, they've got a heavy lift, but they're going to try their best. I would say, based on my experience both Washington and in Jerusalem, the Israelis, it's going to be pulling and pushing, but they're going to comply with President Trump's request.
Mm.
The Palestinians were going to be odd man out, and the United States must be ready to provide diplomatic, political, and military umbrella to protect Israel and encourage her to do what she has to do to
exactly.
force the peace on the Palestinians rather than just negotiate it.
Well, Greg, I think to your point, and you bring up something rather valid here, without a time clock, we just keep on kicking this thing down. It just keeps getting negotiated. Maybe what you're suggesting, and I would agree with this if this is what you're saying, is that we need to put a clock on this and say, guys, you've got till X date and time to work this out. If you don't, then we're on to option B. And option B is the Palestinians have no say in it.
Right. It's Israeli victory and Palestinian defeat. And you can find a caucus in both the Knesset and the Congress that support this. The Congress led by Ron DeSantis and Phil Johnson, two members of the House. And the Knesset led by Yaakov Perry.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Greg. We're out of time. Greg Roman.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the U.S. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk. We're back with the America. Good to have you along with us as always. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour.
I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You know, as we approach the end of June, the summer travel season kicks into high gear. Whether you're traveling domestically or internationally, taking a dream vacation to a resort paradise, planning fine dining and a five-star hotel stay, or simply rounding up the kits for a camping expedition, there are easy ways to ensure that these rewarding experiences also earn rewards for your wallet. How about that? So no matter what your summer travel plans look like, with a smart travel strategy, you can save money, get the most bang for your buck, and even earn valuable rewards. And here to tell us more about this is Kevin Condon, Preferred Rewards Executive with Bank of America. Kevin, welcome to Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about saving on flights. Now, I understand we can save up to 40% on airline tickets. That's good news for summer travelers.
It is good news. Lots of our of people are traveling this summer, and one of the best things we've heard from our customers when they're booking their travel is if they have any flexibility at all in their travel plans when they're traveling cross-country, try to book those flights on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday instead of the heavy travel days of a Friday or a Sunday. You can save up to 40% if you travel on those off-peak days, and it really helps. It can really help stretch your travel budget.
Exactly. And then what about saving on a road trip? You also have a good tip here, too, as well.
Sure. We recommend that if your destination you're getting to is 4 hours or less away, try to drive and don't fly. Your car has good gas mileage. Gas prices are relatively inexpensive this summer. It can be a fun family road trip, and it can really save on the travel costs that sometimes can add up with an airline ticket. Additionally, when you're booking that, when you're going on that road trip, if you use a credit card rewards program that gives you cash back, you can make your budget stretch even farther by receiving cash back for every purchase that you make. For example, our card, the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Card, gives you 3% cash back on all fuel purchases you make, so it can really stretch your vacation budget even further.
Well, and we like this. We like these tips. Anytime we can save money and earn the most rewards, that's win-win for everybody, isn't it, Kevin?
It is. It really does. Your family has fun this summer, and you can stretch your dollars even further and potentially start saving for that next vacation.
Well, what other ideas do you have for saving on summer travel costs, Kevin?
You know, getting there, like we talked about, Bill, is really half the battle. Once you get there, there's additional expenses around the activities and events that you plan. And we really recommend taking a few minutes with your family and prioritizing those events you want to do when you get to your vacation. It can really add to the stress if you try to overschedule and overprogram that time when you're away on your vacation. So sit down, talk as a family, and prioritize what you want to do. That'll make sure you're not buying tickets to events that you may not be able to get to because you're having fun at the previous event.
Yeah.
Second thing we recommend you take a look at is creating an itinerary of fun, free activities where you're going. Lots of vacation destinations have activities that are free or very little cost, such as going to national landmarks, parks, the beach, concerts, and outdoor festivals, which are very prevalent in the summer. Last thing we'd recommend to stretch your dollars, make sure that see if your credit or debit card has any hidden perks. For example, our Bank of America Museums on Us program offers free general admission to Bank of America credit and debit card holders to over 170 museums across the country the first weekend of every month. And, you know, the July 4th long weekend is coming up, and the July 1st and 2nd weekend is the next upcoming Museums on Us weekend, where if you have one of our credit or debit cards, you get free access to one of those 175 museums.
You know, Kevin, you mentioned, you know, some of these things that we don't know that work in our favor, you know, like what you just explained. How do we find out about these things?
There's plenty of information, Bill, at our website.
Mm-hmm.
For more information on the Museums on Us program that I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
listeners can visit museums.bankofamerica.com for a full listing of the 170-plus museums and events that we have to take advantage of. And if you're looking to understand more information around the credit card rewards programs that I mentioned in our cashback or our travel rewards cards, you can go to bankofamerica.com/creditcards to get more information on those.
Yeah. Well, speaking of credit cards, which are the best for summer travel?
It really depends on how and where you're traveling. We talked about those road trips. If your family's taking a road trip, like I will be this summer with my daughter as we go starting to tour college campuses for her, a cash back rewards program that gives you cash back on those fuel purchases really makes the most sense. If you're traveling via airfare, via airline or internationally, a travel rewards card with no foreign transaction fees may be the best option for you. Again, that bankofamerica.com/creditcards helps you compare the different types of rewards. But the other thing we recommend around the credit card rewards programs is when you're booking your travel, make sure you're layering those rewards, Bill.
Yeah.
So if you're booking a hotel or an airline, enter your frequent flyer number or your hotel loyalty program. Use that rewards credit card so you can get cash back or points for future travel purchases. And then check to see if your bank has a bank rewards program, which can provide additional benefits over and above those credit card rewards that I talked about.
Well, we're talking summer travel tips, helping you get the most for your bang and dollar and maximizing rewards with Kevin Condon, Preferred Rewards Executive with Bank of America. Kevin, as you mentioned, you know, taking advantage of these loyalty programs as you were just breaking it down. And, you know, there's some people that are really good at layering, you know, and that was your term, to layer your purchases to where, you know, you have, you know, if you're going to go on a vacation, your airline, hotel, banking, all, everything that you've got on this vacation is contributing to the plus side. So you're actually finding gold in your vacation, you know, in your vacation plan, right?
That's absolutely right, Bill. It can to make that vacation that much more enjoyable to know that you you use some of your reward points to pay for that. And in fact, in our one of our recent Bank of America summer surveys, we found that 60% of our clients paid for all or part of their vacation using those reward programs that we're talking about. So the savings can really add up.
Wow, that's outstanding. Now, we also talked about, you know, choosing, you know, credit cards that offer the best benefits and rewards for your summer travel situation, from extra cash back at the pump for road trips, to no foreign transaction fees for international travel. I mean, there is lots of benefit here if you check it out and take advantage of the information that Kevin is passing on to us. And again, that website that they can go to find out all this information and to really leverage their credit card and their relationship with their banking partner, like Bank of America, is all right there, right, Kev?
That's right. Go to, again, to www.bankofamerica.com/creditcard. And, Bill, the one thing about that layering that we talked about, mm-hmm. Bank of America has what we call our Preferred Rewards Program, which can give you even more rewards back on your cash rewards or your travel rewards credit card. You can receive up to an incremental 75% bonus on those travel rewards points. So our travel rewards credit card, for example, gives you 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. And if you're in our preferred rewards program, that 1.5 points can become over 2.5 points if you're enrolled in our preferred rewards program. So you can continue to build those savings over time when you redeem those points for future vacations.
Yeah, it's easy to save money. All you got to do, go to the website, check it out, you know, engage your credit card and make it a positive experience. And, you know, learn about layering. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to have more of our audience taking advantage of these layering opportunities. And Kevin Condon, thank you so much. Great ideas here. Appreciate all the travel tips, and we wish you a happy and safe summer, and a summer that yields big bucks for you as you maximize your rewards. Kevin Condon, Preferred Rewards Executive with Bank of America. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond our measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretched treasure.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this is why our Constitution is so doggone important. You know, if it's our roadmap. It is what defines us as a country. And if we don't teach about it, we don't learn about it, then it's no wonder that you find yourself in this 21st century America that we find ourselves in right now. So shame on us. This is a government of for by we the people, which puts the responsibility square on our shoulders, which is what I just did with our next guest, when Trons joins us. I told him we've had a pretty good show so far today, that he's the anchor leg, so not to mess it up. So he says he's up for the challenge. So, Wintron, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm not nervous. That's how I'm doing. So thank you for having me.
No, hey, are you kidding me? Hey, this is friendly ground here, buddy. We're going to have a good, I mean, you know, you're an L.A. boy. I mean, I was born and raised in Southern California. I have not had the opportunity to go to Button Mash, but I got to go find myself down to Echo Park and, come and shake your hand and, meet you up close and personal. But we've got a lot to talk about. Your background as a co-founder and self-proclaimed chef instigating, or I should say not chef, chief instigating officer, which I love because that just says you got enough devil in you just to make things exciting, right?
Yeah, well, I might have to admit that I have a lot of devil in me to make things exciting, but that's what happens when you're unapologetic. I don't apologize anymore for the devil that is.
Well, you know, we need a little bit of spice, you know. You know, you got to have that that differential. That's why even in our politics, I'm trying to encourage the Democrats to get in the fight. They got to, you know, like in Top Gun, you got to engage, Maverick. You got to engage. You know, you can't go around be part of the resistance here, right? You know, so we know you made the mess on aisle three. Let's clean it up and let's get this country going again on behalf of we the people. Why not, huh?
All you have to do is sing that Righteous Brothers song from Top Gun, and then everyone else you're
doom, doom.
You lost that love.
Yeah, no, that's what's happened. Well, but you know, look at hey, when you find yourself though staring at Nancy Pelosi, you kind of understand how you can lose that loving feeling. Just saying. Did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. Forget it. You see what happened? Your chief instigating officer, you know, attitude has spread out even over the airways and come to me. So anyway, but I want to talk about.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, I want to talk about Starry Kitchen. Okay, what your publicist writes: highly successful, highly underground, highly entertaining, and of course, because you're the chief instigating, it's highly illegal. I can't imagine you would have a highly illegal Starry Kitchen. So tell us about Starry Kitchen.
So Starry Kitchen was born out of the fall of the economy in 2008. We started in 2009 in an illegal and underground restaurant in the back of our apartment, we being my wife and I, because we were broke and we didn't have anything to do. And that apartment eventually became the number one Asian Caesar restaurant listing in all of Los Angeles on Yelp. And this is not something we expected. We did this purely as an experiment. And like the last time we did it in our apartment, we had 130 people come to our apartment in 3 hours. The health department caught us 6 months after we started. After they caught us, I didn't care, and I took a black ops and kept it going for another 3 months. And then we became a real restaurant, and I wear a banana suit and have a microphone, and I tell the people enjoy our balls in their mouths, but the balls refer to these crispy toast balls that we make. It is a double entendre, so I'm having fun with people.
Right.
But I just want to clarify before anyone gets – I don't want to get anyone to slap with an SEC, you know –
Right. Yeah, because you're used to being illegal and arrested. I'm not, you know, so, yeah, thanks for the warning.
But we made it this far. We failed. I always tell people we failed upwards. Like, I have a book that just came out, which is nuts. I mean, I'm a kid. I was born in Fairfax, Virginia. I grew up in Dallas, Texas all my life. I'm an Asian kid that I watch Japanese animation, play video games. I'm a nerd. I watch independent films. My degree is in computer science. I'm not supposed to do an illegal and underground restaurant or write a book or anything like this, but I am, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Well, you know, only in America, right? I mean, certain parts of, you know, maybe China, you might be able to get away with this. But I mean, I can't imagine, you know, apartment. You got 100 and some people. You go, hey, keep it quiet here. How do you keep 120 people quiet out of your apartment doing a restaurant?
You don't. You invite everyone around you so it can get louder, and everyone around you doesn't care.
That's right. Yeah, go here. Yeah, have one of those balls. You know, just and enjoy yourself. But how much fun? I mean, this is incredible. So here you have this ready-made falling, and so now you decide, well, it's time to be legit, and you actually open up Starry Kitchen, right?
Yeah, we opened up. We became a legit restaurant, and mainly because a friend of ours opened a restaurant around the same time we did our apartment. And he was like, oh, that's so cute. You started out of your apartment. And then later, he was like, oh, my God, your apartment is getting more press and traction than our real restaurant. Can you take it over?
Exactly.
And we took it over, and then it was just a lunch restaurant, and we went viral, which is something that people didn't like memes or videos or anything goes viral. Yeah. It's something that no one ever expects, and we didn't either. And all of a sudden, we were slaughtered with people. Like, there was always 50 people out the door. I was taking every order. We go on the New York Times, New Yorker, Food and Wine, NPR. Like, we don't, even though you said I do have a publicist for the book, I've never had a publicist before this. I'm just nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy. And for some reason, our story, you know, went out and far and wide because we started our apartment. And then we just kept on growing and growing. And we had a lot of failures in between. And we moved to the fashion district of Los Angeles, became a pop-up. And then the biggest, you know, food reviewer in Los Angeles, you know, his name is Jonathan Gold. He was like, you know what, these guys are really good. And he put us on the 101 best restaurants of all of L.A. By the way, there's 30,000 restaurants in Los Angeles. So if you play the game of possibility,
right,
it's not in our favor. And, it's you know, but we, you know, but all joking aside, we are pretty serious about the food. And I think that's part of our story. I'd like to think so. That's why the book is both a memoir and cookbook.
You know, when I grew up, when there was in Southern California, there was a restaurant enterprise called Far West. You may remember them. But Far West was really known for their service. They didn't advertise because they believed that if they had to advertise, they didn't deserve to be in business. Basically, you know, they said, look, at if good service, good quality food, the people will keep coming back. I mean, this is the kind of, I mean, they were so focused on detail, and there's few restaurants. I mean, it's amazing how this jades you, because I go into restaurants and to kind of give you an example, Far West trained their servers to make sure that, you know, a simple little thing like a pepper yeah. shaker, you know, pepper deal, that there wasn't, yeah. You know, like sometimes, you know, you'll go in and you look at the pepper deal and there's pepper smoke there, you know, inside the container. That doesn't look very sexy, not very attractive. And, but they were down to the detail to make sure that even the little pepper dispensers were clean. You never saw, you know, pepper residue, smoke in their products. You go, wow, these guys are, you know, and every restaurant knew that if they got a Far West employee, they were so well trained that that was gold to them, because they just had it down. You know, much like you, you know, you serve good quality food, you're enjoying what you're doing, people get engaged, and word of mouth. I mean, Far West for many years, that's what they lived on, was word of mouth, and that's what took off for you guys, is that it was legit, even though, you know, highly illegal initially, but it's just, you know, the fact that you answered and served the needs of the local community, and it connected.
Well, and that's giving us a lot of credit that we don't even deserve. I think part of it for us was, you know, when we went into the real restaurant business, we treated it like it was our home still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that's why connected. Because, like, you know, when you invite people into your home, you treat them and the home with respect.
Exactly.
And even though I also have a reputation of cursing a lot. But I curse because I'm passionate, and people would ask me, like, what's really good? And I was like, this is effing delicious.
Uh-huh.
People don't necessarily understand that. But, no, but for me, it was like, look, we're very passionate about what we do. We want to share that passion with you. And, you know, we hope that you'll come along for the ride. And thankfully for 8 years, a lot of people come along for the ride, which we're really thankful for.
Well, when we come back, I'm curious, Starry Kitchen, how you came up with that name. And we're talking, he's written a book, Adventures in Starry Kitchen, 88 Asian-inspired recipes from America's most famous underground restaurant. And you're getting all the information right here. Yes, exclusively right now from Bill Martinez Live. Wintron is with us, and we got more from Wynn on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, a conversation with Wintron continues. Unemployed, unfazed, and unflappable, and out of work and newly married Wynn and his also unemployed bride, Ty, decided to open their Pan-Asian Foods Dinner Club out of their nondescript apartment number 205. This is according to the FBI records, by the way, I want you to know, in North Hollywood, California. And we're talking about his book, Adventures in Starry Kitchen, 88 Asian-inspired recipes from America's most famous underground restaurant. Okay, Starry Kitchen, how did we come up with that?
I wish I had a great story to tell you.
Oh, I gave you the whole break to come up with something.
I know, no. Okay, this is what happened.
Okay.
So we were flying this plane, and we jumped out with a parachute, and we're like, honey, we're now about to die. If we were to start an illegal underground restaurant or apartment, what would it be? Starry Kitchen, let's die together. No, I wish it was something like as exciting as that. No, it's my wife's favorite cookies from Hong Kong. Because when we started our apartment, here's the thing, people don't realize. When we started this illegal underground restaurant in our apartment, it wasn't necessarily us. It was me that wanted to do it. My wife was like, are you kidding? What if we get caught? I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm that weasel of a friend that gets out of everything. I'm like, don't worry about it. I figured it out. And
so you're blaming it on the wife. I mean, this is like the Adam and Eve story, you know? Let's go. Let's just blame it on the woman you gave me, right?
Hey, I'm not trying to mansplain this. I promise you, I'm not mansplaining this at all.
Yes.
This is my wife's favorite cooking show from Hong Kong, and that's it. And I was like, honey, whatever this is, if it works, we have to have a name, and we're going to be stuck with it. She's like, Starry Kitchen. I'm like, all right, Starry Kitchen. And 8 years later, we're still Starry Kitchen.
Wow, she's brilliant. She's brilliant.
I'm an idiot savant.
So in the book, it's amazing. I think about what the adventure that you two have been on, and now you've given birth. You got a young son who is going to continue on with the legacy. Does it make you wonder what he might end up doing as a result of two crazy and wild parents like yourselves?
As long as he raises hell, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, why not? Hey, we've only got one life. I mean, you know, let's go out there. Let's enjoy what we're doing. Like you say, you know, you're passionate.
And that's what we need more of. I mean, you know, passionate in a constructive way, not passionate just to be a knucklehead and just, you know, be destructive. I mean, I'm not hearing that, you know, from you or even understanding what little I know about your wife already, but I love her dearly that she, you know, she's leading you down the path of opportunity. Illegal, but it's an opportunity nonetheless.
I'm married to that lady. Stay away, Bill. Don't get you.
No. Hey, yeah, exactly. No. Hey, but I do want to. I do want to come out and check out Button Mash in here. You know, and you know, see what's going on here, especially with me being on the West Coast. I'm only here for a couple more days, but I'm based out of Florida, and I find reason to come west because three of my children are still here, and then my daughter and my new grandson, who will be a year next month. Thank you.
Awesome.
They're in Maui, so you know, I got to go, you know, from Florida to here, and then I hop skip over to Maui. So that'll be a good part of my August this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's right at that age, and I kept asking her. I go, "How's he doing? Is he crawling?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, but Dad, he's only going backwards." I said, "Well, maybe he's part lobster or something. I don't know, but." Yeah, but he finally found first gear forward now, and he hasn't stopped since. He's just going at it. So, well, you know how it is with your little one. I mean, it's just like every day's a joy. I mean, you know, something else, something new they come up with, and you just sit there and go, wow, this is a little person that's growing up, you know, and he just started out as this little amoeba, and then, you know, now they're off and rolling. It's incredible. And then when they start coming up with ideas, right?
Yeah, you get the ideas. It's like, he wants to cook, he wants to slap my face. I'm like, that's funny. Please don't do that.
Of course, they respond to it. And so these 88 Asian-inspired recipes now, is this also from your wife's secret family recipes that, you know, she, you know, finally surrendered to you? Or how did you come up with these?
No, it's something we just developed. Like we have a love for Asian food, and we were like, and the concept of for our kids was 10 Asian comfort foods. So we started just looking at all the other cultures, all these dishes that either we thought we'd like, or we love, and we started evolving them. Like the most popular we make are these crispy tofu balls. Those are the balls that we talk about.
Right.
Singaporean chili crab is additionally like 7 places in North America make. We just, as we started going down the path of starting the legal underground food, we started realizing, wow, we really like food, and we just started just evolving the food and things like, oh, that's really good, that's really good. Oh my God, what if we did this? What if we did that? That was the fun part of starting, you know, to make food and serve it, and then see people come back because of that too.
Well, exactly, and it was interesting that you say, you know, you got Asian comfort food, and I mean, why not? I mean, you know, American comfort food. I think of mashed potatoes, and I think of. You know, meatloaf, you know, things that just kind of remind you of home, that just say, it just by its mere presentation says welcome, doesn't it?
It doesn't just say welcome, because, like, it's funny, because I remember having a customer come to my first restaurant, and he was like, oh, man, I can't eat anything exotic. I was like, here's the funny thing about comfort food in any culture. It's the least exotic dish of any food that represents that culture, because it's meant to take you to a place, like, you know, a moment when you're eating with your family or your childhood, like that's what comfort food does. It's welcoming.
Right.
It has open arms, and it just wants you to come and have fun.
Uh-huh. Do you do vegan comfort food?
So I have a rule about vegan food, and some vegans appreciate this, some vegans don't. I'm like, I'd rather it be good first, vegan second. And the tofu balls actually are vegan without the sauce.
Right.
So no, we do a lot of dishes that are vegan, but not because we intended to be. It's more like, wow, that's really good, and it's vegan. And that, I think, people will appreciate, because we do it the other way around. It's like, well, we're trying to appease you, which is not what we do. We just want to make good food, and if it is right. Vegan, then it's
exactly.
Great.
Well, that's very cool. The reason I ask is because I'm starting my sixth week being vegan, and people tell me, go, there's no such thing as a Mexican vegan. I'm working on it, though. It's a process, but actually I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm you know, occasionally, you know, I drive by in and out, and you know, you smell and you kind of miss a burger or two. You know, I mentioned meatloaf. You know, there's some places that do really, really good meatloaf. But yeah, you know, so it's just kind of a passing thing. But the vegan deal, I mean, it's working out pretty good. Going into the sixth week, and I'm proud of myself. I've actually made it. My mother kind of freaked her out. You know, she'll be 93 next month, and she's she's 93 and a quarter past cranky, and that's what tells me when she's healthy and doing well. As long as her cranky meter holds steady, you know, I know she's doing good, you know, so.
But if you share the vegan dishes with her, you should make some, you should make the balls. I call them the game changer. They're so good.
Well,
and
wow.
I, And this is how good it is. It's mostly meat eaters that hate tofu that make it their most popular dish. They're like, I don't like tofu. Are you a vegetarian restaurant? Like, what are you like? No, we're not any of that. And they eat it like, oh, my God, I think I might like vegetarian food. I might be vegan. What is this? What is this new world?
And that's only one. That's only one of 88. I mean, could you imagine? Super Bowl parties would be redefined by those, you know?
They would. It would bring a whole new vegan nation to Super Bowl. We'd have a vegan football team. That would happen.
Yeah, I'm right. Could you imagine? Because then they start winning every game. They win by 50 points, and everybody goes vegan and starts a whole new trend. Maybe we could bring world peace. We just turn everybody to vegan, and we'd bring world peace all because of a vegan state of mind. What do you think?
Yeah, well, maybe they'd fight less because they wouldn't be feeling like uneasy after a heavy dinner. They'd be like, you know what? I'm feeling pretty chill today. You know what? Maybe we can table this. Let's go play some golf.
Yeah,
you know, maybe we can have a good time. We'd be all right.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to fight with you right now, but I want one of those tofu balls. So can we just time out for a tofu ball? Yeah, why not?
Time out. There.
Okay.
Time out for a tofu ball.
Oh, no, perfect. I love it. Hey, a couple more minutes left. Let's talk about some of the other special, unique, exclusive Asian recipes that you talk about in your book.
So the garlic noodles, which is, you know, pretty common in Asian culture, but we've evolved it four different times. Made with chicken schmaltz, for anyone that's Jewish. Schmaltz meaning chicken fat.
Yes, right.
Brown butter. That's amazing. Well, there's one dish a lot of people have noticed is it's a combination of two Singaporean dishes. It's a salted. Oh, I can't even remember the full name right now off the top of my head. It's a butter prawn.
Yeah. Where's Ty when we need her?
I know. Come on, honey. What are you doing?
Yeah. Come on.
Butter. it's a whole prawn that's stir fried with actual like Singaporean cereal and butter and. Curry leaves, it's amazing. That's really good. My favorite dish out of all of them is probably a caramelized catfish and pork belly dish that I grew up with when I was a kid. That's actually the dish I call my death row dish. Like, if I'm about to die,
this is what you want. Your death row dish. I love it.
Because you know, sometimes, you know, when you date someone, my wife, like, when she first dated me, she's like, hey, honey, so if you were about to die, what would you eat? Let me tell you what mine would be. Chicken wings. that's three chicken wing recipes in the book because we really love chicken wings too. So there's there is a sweet ginger glazed chicken wing. There's a tamarind wing, and there is a like a sweet and spicy Korean tangy chicken wing, which is amazing too. That I love all my chicken wings. They're all my beautiful children. I love it so much.
Well, I got to tell you, I am excited to get my hands on your book, Adventures in Starry Kitchen, 88 Asian-inspired recipes from America's most famous underground restaurant. The book available at all the usual places, I take it?
Yes, all wherever books are sold.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Win Tran, co-founder, self-proclaimed chief instigating officer of the highly successful, highly underground, highly entertaining, highly illegal, but no, now they're totally legit now. That was back then. Starry Kitchen Restaurant. Hey, Win, thank you so much. Hey, you did a great job. I mean, you know, you, for the anchor leg, you did perfect. You kept this thing going. Awesome. High five.
I'm sweating bullets here, but I did it. Thanks.
Hey, you did great. Tell Ty you did awesome. I appreciate it. All right, take care, buddy. Have a good one. This is Bill Martinez. That is a wrap for us. We will see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network. Have yourself a blessed day, America.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.